terrible thing in the world when she's still using her teeth too much.
Hold on. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're with Dr. Robert Green, who's written a book, Don't Go There. And the really, basically, the essential point of this book is that women have been inflicting on men something that they weren't aware men were not enjoying, oral sex. Most men feel violated when a woman performs oral sex on them, but they don't know it?
I'll tell you right now, Mr. Henry, and I'm getting into some personal areas here, but when I have been the recipient of oral sex from a woman...
Are you married?
No, I am not married. I'm single.
Okay.
When I've been the recipient of oral sex, it has been very painful. It's just... All I can tell you is the teeth. And it's hell. And we use, in our practice, sexual surrogates. Are you familiar with this?
I'm familiar with the term, yes, sir.
What a sexual surrogate does is she helps a man through the process. I tape record a lot of these sessions so that you can know what it is these men are going through. Here's a tape recording right here. This is of a patient. All right, that was recorded last Tuesday night.
And was he the recipient of oral sex?
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Men can't stand it. And you're not even backing me up. You're sitting there, the host of the show.
I'm trying to understand is all, okay? I'm trying to understand, because I'm like a lot of guys, as you've been calling us, we're brainwashed.
That is it, exactly.
I don't like oral sex.
No, you don't. But you don't know it yet.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is High Springs on the Phil... Whoops, sorry. Hold on. High Springs on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello there.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. Mr. Green,
Dr. Green.
Dr. Green. I want to know how you proclaimed first to be a doctor, because you couldn't...
Well,
say
I took my degree in internal medicine,
honesty,
and my doctorate I took my doctorate in human sexuality from the University
I'll tell you
of
what,
Indiana.
I just heard what you were talking about with this guy that was in pain.
Who yes, sir.
Who's giving him this? You? I know lots of guys. I know a lot of women.
You know lots
and
of guys.
You know something? There ain't near one of the guys I know that do not like it.
What are you doing talking about this?
How do you say that a person is brainwashed? You either like something or you don't like it.
No, I'll tell you why. Men have been brainwashed.
If you don't like
believing,
something, wait,
hold on.
If you don't like to get hit.
The empowerment of women, the sexual empowerment of women over the last 30 years has created a feeling of vulnerability in men.
Hey,
we feel that we have to
wait,
take pain.
Wait, how do you,
hold on. I'm the one with
now,
the doctorate.
If you don't like it,
I'm the one with the doctorate. You listen.
If you don't like something, why would you go out and keep getting it? Could you answer that?
What is your question?
If a man doesn't like it, why would he let somebody do it?
Why does a woman keep going back to an abusive man? Why does a woman
because
stay
they
with
like
abusive?
It.
There you go. They like the abuse.
No.
It is abusive,
abuse
and they like
way.
It. Why does
you
a woman
like
stay with a man?
You don't like
why
it.
Does a woman stay
and
with a man that
something?
Beats her? You can't answer my question, can you?
I don't know how to
answer my question. I'm the one with the doctorate, not you.
Yeah, well,
a
where'd
woman,
you get your doctorate?
I told you.
Out of a magazine?
No, sir, at a university. An accredited
at what university?
At accredited University of Indiana.
Accredited what?
University
out of
Indiana Medical School.
Comic book?
I attended Yale University for my accreditation full doctorate. Now, my
how do you spell that?
Y-A-L-E, okay? Look
yeah.
it up. They used to play football.
Yeah.
Now, sir, I will tell you this much, that
you know,
the woman stays
is,
with an abusive
all
man.
All I can say is,
a woman, you don't like getting hit.
I've been getting
you
this
don't
stuff
like
for
getting
years.
Hit. No, you haven't.
I'm telling you.
No, you
I've
haven't.
I've been getting
you've been getting what?
The head, Bubba. The head.
Yeah, from what? Men or women?
Women.
All right. We don't
you
have
know,
to get insulting,
and, you know,
okay?
Well, this guy is trying to tell me.
I mean, you're
trying to tell me.
Recordings of a guy last
right.
Tuesday night. How do you, you know, did who
that's
was
right.
doing, who is performing this thing, you know, Dracula or
wait
what?
Whoa.
You know, and you say they don't know how to do it? Who knows how to do it?
Wait a second, what are you inferring? Hey, that I was the one giving them head?
Hey, you were recording it. Were you not recording it?
Mister, apologize for that right now.
Yeah,
no.
I'll apologize.
Come on,
imagine
apologize.
That.
How dare you,
know,
you say...
You,
wait a second. was given a Dracula. That's a good one, sir. I like
here.
That.
How many people are going to sit there, let somebody give them head, and have somebody else there and record it?
We do this for our sexual surrogacy clinic.
Hey,
okay?
I'll play it back for you.
Sir, I'm telling you right now, this was a woman performing oral sex on a man. Listen to this. It's horrific.
Hey. Yeah. But what is she doing? Was that Lorena Bobbitt or what, you know? I mean, you know, you're
okay, did you hear that?
Don't know how to do it.
Bob,
well,
turn off the
I'm going to tell you what.
Did you hear that? And that is a man.
Yeah, I heard it. And you know something? I think that you get women that, you know, you pay women or something like that to bite on somebody. That's about what I think Mr. Henry may think it's funny. You go out there and you rent some hooker.
You know something?
And you say, look, I want to do this for a study. But here, here's some money.
Mr. Henry may think it's the most painful thing in the world. My clinic helps men.
Yes, where's your clinic?
In Los Angeles, California. My clinic helps
men.
Oh, all
right. I know where you're getting your stuff. You're getting your stuff right down there in Hollywood, aren't you?
Oh boy.
No, that's what I think you're doing is getting boys. I think you're getting boys.
Hang up on this guy, Mr. Henry, because he's pissing me off.
Not with women.
You're starting to piss me off.
Oh, well, geez, what are you going to do?
I'll come through the phone.
Huh?
I'll come right through the phone.
Yeah, I bet you probably could. I'll bet you dial them 900 numbers. You know, and surrogate your own self. Because,
any man
that says that he doesn't like it, hey, there might be some that don't.
Mr. Henry, tell
majority
him.
Of them.
I can't honestly.
Of the men,
I have to agree with this man.
Men,
I have to agree with this man.
Not them flaming faggots like you know.
I've had some of the world.
Let me tell you something, Bubba. Real men that do like it. The people that don't
I've
like
had
it,
some of
and
the
if
worst
somebody goes to give it to them, they say, hey, look,
Boulevard.
I don't,
right
you know, I don't go there. Is that the name of your book, Don't Go There?
Yeah, Don't Go
well,
There.
Well, let me tell you something.
I don't like it, huh?
If I don't like something and somebody's going to, I'm married. But
you are.
Yes, I am married.
All right, we got. Thank you, sir. I got to take.
You know what? I don't feel threatened about.
Thank you for your call, sir. I thought he was.
You're laughing at that guy.
No, I thought he was pretty funny. I thought some of the things he said were funny. Touched it on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm calling because I just cannot believe is this guy a joke? Is
ma'am,
this for
ma'am,
real?
I have worked with some 10,000 different men across this country over the last 4 years. Men
okay,
are in hell.
I want to say this, that
they're
I'm a
hell.
Woman who really never really enjoyed doing it very much.
Well, there
my
you
husband
ah,
begs me.
Ah,
no, no, no,
probably
husband
dragging your teeth
me,
along that thing.
He begs me to do it.
He begs you to
me.
Abuse him. Begs you to abuse him, even though you're lousy at it. I think that is a sad story.
You know what?
In your home.
You know what? He said he never enjoyed it so much until I've done it.
Sure. He never enjoyed it. You know, the Christians love to have themselves thrown to the lions. They never enjoyed it so much. Women like being beat up by men. They never enjoyed it so much.
You know
and
what?
There
you know
are.
What?
And there you
from
are.
An abusive relationship, so I totally disagree with you.
Wait a second.
You are
I
off your rocker.
It.
I mean,
why would
your
you stay in an abusive relationship?
You mail us a degree? I mean,
why would you stay in an abusive relationship?
I'm not in an abusive relationship.
Why did you stay
I was
in it?
A long time ago.
Why did you stay in it?
The first time anything happened, I left. So
oh,
you're
boy,
totally
boy.
Off your rocker.
No, man. You
know
women that stay with abusive men?
Woman and man you're
know
talking about.
You know the girlfriends you've had who've stayed with abusive men and you couldn't get them to move out?
Never. Not one.
You are the abuser, dragging your teeth along your husband's penis. Why, I would all the...
Okay, hold on.
Whoa.
You're going places we can't go on the show, Dr. Green. You understand?
I don't want to go there either.
I understand that, but she doesn't
I'm a woman who's never called a talk radio show. I'm listening to you on the... In my car, absolutely, my mouth is to the floor. I cannot believe that you actually have some kind of degree.
I am telling you that my book and the research I've done, men hate oral sex.
Well, no. You know, I think, here I am. I am a very intelligent woman. I have a master's.
So you say.
No. Listen to this. Maybe you're talking about a very small percentage. I'm certainly sure there are men out there that do not like it.
No, all men.
But for you to speak, no, and as a person who's doing scientific research, how can you say everybody, you are.
I'll prove it. I'll prove it to you. Mr. Henry. Wait a minute. Mr. Henry?
Yeah?
Don't you hate oral sex from a woman?
No, you know what? I happen to think that he doesn't because he's not answering you.
Mr. Henry, what? Don't you hate it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, he's telling me that I'm denying.
I said to tell her.
Yes, I hate it, man. I don't know what to say.
You know what?
Oh, listen
See,
to her
thing
laugh.
Is,
Isn't that
sir,
listen to the witch
cackle? As a scientific researcher,
You're
your problem
like
is that even when somebody's telling you what it is that they prefer. You're telling them
what
they don't. You're
you know
abusing him by
is.
Telling
Ma'am,
him
you, know what
you don't
denial
know what
is.
You're talking about.
Ma'am, you know what denial is. You've seen it, I'm sure, in your life.
You're
because
in
you're
denial.
Going,
who's
I'm not
in denial,
denial okay?
You're in denial. Open your eyes.
You
not everybody in the world
in my
feels the way you
last
do.
Last Tuesday night. Listen to this. That
That's
was a
not
man.
How my husband
that
does.
Was a man receiving oral sex from a hooker off of Sunset Boulevard. I doubt if you can measure up to that, okay? And listen to what was happening to him.
You know what? It's called love and compassion and intimacy.
Let me ask. I think I have
you
a question
don't
to ask.
Know anything about.
Dr. Green, I have a question. Are you sure you're not talking about the oral sex that you've gotten?
What's that crack supposed to mean?
I mean, what about you? Have you ever enjoyed it?
I told you, I've had some of the worst experiences. That
yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
You, you're talking about yourself.
Yourself, not me,
yeah.
Not this lady's husband, not anybody. You're talking about you.
Well, I'll tell you, I can't get a good hummer to save my life. I spend.
Well, you know what? Then I feel sorry for the women that you date and the
you feel
women
sorry
that
for
you
them.
Marry.
Why don't you feel sorry for me?
Huh?
I'm the one that can't get any good oral sex.
Well, you know what? I feel sorry for you then.
Thank you.
No,
Jesus.
I really do. For all the men out there that don't enjoy it, I think they should let the woman know, speak your mind,
and
not
find
have it
another
done.
Girlfriend.
I mean,
and then find another woman.
Find another woman or don't have it.
Can you?
You're acting like we are like.
I just want to ask
whipping
you
and torturing you. It's ridiculous.
That scream that we heard.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Mr. Henry, I don't think.
Who was that on the tape screaming?
It was me.
You know, maybe you just have a problem. Maybe that's the thing, is that you want everyone to join your bandwagon. And your bandwagon, you know, your little red wagon that you're pulling along, it's empty, dear. It is totally empty. And you're trying to get someone to agree with you, but listen to all these people. They're all laughing at you.
I hate both of you.
Oh, he hung up.
Oh, my God.
He hung up.
My first time calling, and I actually got someone to hang up.
Got the guy to hang up. Did you hear the last thing he said was...
I'm sorry I ruined your show.
No. The last thing he said was, I hate both of you, and he hung up.
Okay.
Oh, he's gone. Let me get rid of him. Thank you for your call,
sure.
Ma'am. Thank you very much.
Bye.
So it was actually him screaming bloody murder. Did you hear that one cat from High Springs? Oh, who's doing that? Dracula? Okay. Phil Henry here, 1-800-449-8686. Show, we're, you know, we were just, I was just sitting here thinking, and I will say it, how can you not listen to this show? How can you not? If you missed it, you missed it. I'm not going to go into it. How can you not listen and love this radio show? Forget about me. Just the stuff that goes on, I don't know. It's funny, and I guarantee you, it's funnier than anything going on in your town. I'm sorry. It is. I know it's funnier than anything going on in this town, L.A., because as you probably have heard me say so many times, we've reached a real pathetic, what's the word, nadir? Is that the low or the high? It's the low. In terms of the professional creativity of the radio industry in Los Angeles, you know, it's just, it's bad, baby. Enter Phil. Enter the Phil Henry Show. Here we are. So how can you not listen and love it? And it's every afternoon here, 4 to 7, every evening, 7 to 10 Eastern. Right here on the Phil Henry Show. Don't forget Dr. Robert Greene's book, Don't Go There. In bookstores soon. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Speaking of just places to go to get things, you can go to the Phil Henry website, philhenryshow.com. Check that out. If you're new to our show, that'll give you a little feel, a little taste, to kind of get a nose full of what's going on around here. philhenryshow.com. And you can also find our CD, The Best of the Phil Hendry Show, 1999 CD, Communism is Neat. Coming up for 2000, we've got some great things planned, but you can pick up our 99 CD as well. Perhaps, I don't know, maybe, you know, could be the CDs from 98 and 97. Sometimes we've got them in stock and sometimes we don't. It just depends. I know we sold out of our Miami stuff, but Los Angeles, we've got quite a few things. And then the only other little bit of business that I've got to ponder is whether or not I get the kids mini bikes, because there's these kids that live down the street from us. They've got mini bikes. Do you have that? I'd love to. I would love to buy one for myself, but I'm such a fat tub of guts that you watch the springs on that thing just flatten to nothing, man, when I get on it. I mean, the tires on that thing are like little tiny wagon tires. But these kids have been squirreling up and down the street the last couple of weeks on these little mini bikes. And yesterday, Alex and those guys were out there going, man, we got to get one of those. I'm going, where do you draw the line, you little rich jerk? Where do you draw the line? I'm going to be doing shots, putting the pool in on Thursday, the pool table, and now you guys want mini bikes? I get mini bikes, not you. I'm going to get the mini bike. I have got to find a way to keep my life separate from the kid. Save your allowance. You know what they said, though? That was the shocker. That now I remember. When they came in the house, they've been down there. They were talking to the two guys. And they came and said, we got to get mini bikes. I said, well, good luck, you know, because I'm not paying for it. He goes, we'll go into our savings. I said, your savings? How much have you got? Turned out like, you know, a couple of grand each. So now I'm trying to come up with reasons why they can't, like, oh, who's going to pay the insurance, you know, and things like that. I guess, you know, they can have their mini bikes and kill themselves. What are you going to do? But there's got to be a way that I can separate my life from kid life, you know? Like Maria wants to do some surround sound thing in kid room. I said, I'm not going to sit there. I'd love to do it. I've got to have my man Craig here wire it. But I'm not going to sit there with brand new surround sound. And I got Barbie doll. I'm staring at a Barbie doll looking back at me from the whatever the hell it is, from Catherine's little bookcase there. I'm in my surround sound room, and I'm looking at her Barbie doll and Ken doll looking back at me. And little kitty toys and stuff. I said to my wife, I was almost in tears the other night. I said, there's got to be a separation. I said, there's got to be a separation between kid land and adult land. It can't all mix together. I go into my pool table there, and there's these little kitty magnet letters that you put on the refrigerator. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I'm sitting there. And I'm trying to watch my TV with the surround sound, and there's Barbie staring back at me, and I'm getting hot looking at Barbie. And I ignore my TV. So those are the problems that we have. So, yes, I don't know whether they're going to get the mini bike or not. Some I wouldn't mind getting. Man, where I live, these bikers are going up over the canyon road all day long on Sunday. All day long, they're heading out. I mean, it's like just one after the other after the other. And they're all 104 years old. I noticed this because I went out, was humping over this highway that kind of heads down to the beach. And because, you know, I'm in my quest to get fit, so I'm doing like these power walks and stuff. And I look like a complete idiot. You know, I got my black T-shirt on with my, you know, my white legs. And I'm still, you know, 240 pounds with my gut hanging out. And I'm humping up over this hill. And I see the motorcycles are kind of, you know, there's like a procession of them going over the hill on Sundays to head down to the beach. And every last one of them, they're like 90. They're in leather. They're in helmets. They got on the leather chaps. They look full-on badass biker, or as bad as you can look wearing leather. And I look at the women who are on the back. They're like 75. One CEO after the next. One corporate accountant after the next. One COO after the next. One CFO after the next. Financial guys and money guys and, you know, non-creative types. These are all the guys that are pushing the pencils, all the guys that are pushing the numbers. God bless them. They need it. These are all the behind-the-scenes guys. These are all the Xerox room guys. These are all the, you know, they're sitting at a desk all day long and nearly on the weekends born to be freaking wild, man. With their leather and their helmets and their Harleys, and their saddlebags, and their 75-year-old wife, mother, one of the two. We'll be right back. free show, 1-800-449-8686. I got the Sharper Image catalog, and it's a tremendous place to go and spend money on things you really, honest to God, don't need. But it looks good. You know, it's stuff, God, I gotta have that. And it's, who needs an inflatable lounge chair with a floatable cooler? I do. Not that I really do, but I do. And there's the thing here. I bought this. I don't know where I bought this, but I think I got it at, Sharper Image over at, like, the Oaks Mall or something out in Thousand Oaks. And this is the grill to perfection with the only fork thermometer with an ultra-sensitive fish option. It's a fork that you stick in the meat, and it tells you whether it's done or not. I can't get over that cat with, well, hell, who is doing it, Dracula? I need this stuff. Why? Because I do. That's why. Because Sharper Image says I need it, therefore I need it. That's why I need it. I'm like every other man out there. I'm no different. Every Christmas rolls around. Your wife says to you, what do you want? Your girlfriend says, what do you want? Baby, get the Sharper Image catalog. It's not a problem. I got to keep up with the Joneses. And the Joneses moved out years ago. I don't even know where the hell they live. I think they live on the beach now. Anyway, look at this, Mike. Grill at night with our barbecue lamp. Warm summer nights are great for outdoor barbecuing, but dim light can mean over or undercooking food. That's true. You ever, like, pull a hamburger off the grill because you've been grilling at night and you got maybe inadequate outdoor lighting, and you pull the burger off the grill and it's as black as a hockey puck? It's, I mean, it is black like a cow with a bad intestinal problem. Like these turkey burgers my wife's big on. She'll go out and get the turkey burgers because you don't want to get that red meat because it's Lent and the kids are not eating because there's a lot of Catholics in my house. And anyway, I'm not one of them. I used to be. And so I get the turkey burgers, and meanwhile, I'm eating those big beef ribs. And the kids are like, God damn, man, I'd love to have some of that. Well, tough. You're doing the Lent thing. So eat your turkey burger and smile. And I go get these things, and I Friday night when I got home from work, I grilled up these turkey burgers. I got these Butterball jobs. No offense to the fine people at Butterball, but hoo boy. Not good. It didn't turn out too hot. I don't know how it says grill for 5 minutes. I pulled them off. They were black. It was like Jake LaMotta in Raging Bull. It's like charcoal. It defeats its own purpose. But dim light can mean over and under cooking food when you can't see what you're grilling. Our portable lamp projects a high-intensity beam onto your grill, allowing you to enjoy the evening and the food. Made of advanced heat-resistant plastic, the lamp's base clips to your grill's side table or cutting board. Ah, this is bullcrap. I used to buy these things, man. I bought one that you could clip on your book. I got one of these things you could put on your book because Maria's asleep, right? So I'm getting to bed, and I'd like to read while I'm laying down. I don't know whether you do that or not. So I figured, oh, this is cool. I get one of these clip-on things. I can turn it on. It was horrible, man. It illuminated the whole, everything but the book. The light went directly into her eyes, you know, and it was horrible, man. It cast this oddball shadow on the walls and stuff. Didn't work. Ours. Yeah, the itty-bitty book light. It's like Nancy Reagan's itty-bitty gun. Goes with your itty-bitty gun, the itty-bitty book light. Okay, the inflatable lounge chair with floatable cooler. Do I need this? No, I don't need it, but I'm getting it. Our new lounge chair pool float. Oh, listen to this. Our new lounge chair pool float comes with an inflatable ice chest. Why can't a guy get that out in the ocean? You know, you're out, you know, say, I don't know where the hell you are, man. Maybe they're breaking about 4 or 5 foot that day. You're out surfing. Some guy is struggling, man, like a torpedoed freighter, and the dude's on his floatable chair. You're out surfing. You got to have a beer. You got your inflatable lounge chair with floatable cooler. Our new lounge chair pool float comes with an inflatable ice chest that attaches to the chair's side, providing you with all the cold drinks you need. How drunk do you want to get? And you're sitting there all afternoon, and you got like 2 cases of beer in that thing. You drown in your own pool. You drown in 3 feet of water. If you have a wife, what do you need the floatable cooler for? Hey, baby! I'm telling you right now, ladies, and I don't mean to be sexist, but one of the great feelings, I don't know if there's any better feeling in the world, you tell me what it is. When a man is able to say to his wife or to his girlfriend, say, baby, how about another beer? Not being sexist, not being controlling, just it's a nice thing when she walks over wearing the bathing suit with the heels. She's not only got the bathing suit on and her sunglasses, but she's wearing those kind of cool heels that you wear outdoors around the garden. And she very gladly says, sure. Not a problem. She was going in the house anyway. Get you a beer. The bathing suit with the high heels. There ain't nothing like it. Oh, that happens to you all the time, Taylor says to me. Oh, okay, well, great. Good for you. Handy connecting hooks let you attach the cooler or link with other chairs. Each armrest has a cup can holder for beverages. On shore, simply tuck the leg rest underneath and enjoy it as a comfortable deck seat. Made from heavy-duty vinyl with electronically welded seams, supports up to 180 pounds. Well, that rules me out. 90-day warranty. 180 pounds. You imagine me flopping into that thing? You know, down goes the Titanic. God, that sucks. 180 pounds? Is that some kind of a joke? Now, check this out. Pedal-powered squirt gun float draws on endless ammunition for endless fun. The inflatable Defender pool float is a pedal-powered paddle wheel gunboat armed with twin... Check this out. The inflatable Defender pool float is a pedal-powered paddle wheel gunboat armed with twin squirt guns and an endless supply of watery ammunition. Freaking guy's out there in his own gunboat. Each squirt gun has a long tube. Yeah, it's like World War II in your pool. What the hell? Is it the Merrimack and the Monitor out there? The inflatable Defender pool float is a pedal-powered paddle... Yeah, if we had the right military music. The inflatable Defender pool float is a pedal-powered paddle-wheel gunboat armed with twin squirt guns and an endless supply of watery ammunition. Now I'll turn this over to Defense Secretary Brown, who'll give you more.
Each squirt gun has a long tube that runs into the pool or lake to draw upon all the water needed to stage epic sea duels for hours of exciting competition. Mr. President, the large chair-like float measures 57 by 32 inches and features a removable, adjustable backrest for added comfort, sir.
What the hell are you guys talking about? What are we talking, sir? We're talking about... What are you talking about? A floating... A what? I've given you guys $50 billion and you came up with a squirt gun? What are you talking about?
Mr. President, maybe you don't understand. I realize you're a Democrat, but the inflatable Defender pool float is neat.
What do you mean, neat? I gave you $50 billion. I lobbied Congress and you come up with a armed with twin squirt guns? Who am I going to fight with that?
Sir, I think that this could...
Get out of here!
Ah, shoot. We lost it, Eddie.
You guys nuts or something?
I told you, though, the chair-like float measures 50...
I got it! Measures 57 by 32 inches.
What else you got?
Mr. President, I think you're being very unfair.
What else have you got?
Well, sir, here's something that we've developed. Enjoy this out-of-the-world fun in the pool or backyard, the Space Capsule Pool Float. It is...
What do you mean, a Space Capsule Pool Float?
Has searched the galaxies for new passengers offering... Get out of here. You guys are fired.
This is cool, though. The Space Capsule Pool Float, I want this. You want to know why? Because it supports up to 300 pounds. I'm getting that. I can't look like an adult in my floating chair, no. The only thing that they make that'll support me is the floating Space Capsule Pool Float. So I got to crawl into that and type or read or get drunk or whatever I have to do as an adult. Great for aquatic lunar landings. And then they have the underwater torpedo attack destroys the battleship USS Kaboom.
What do you guys got?
Mr. President, this is a thrilling pool game with an enemy warship, an underwater target, and a swift torpedo attack. With a flick of your wrist, the red and white torpedo zooms up to 40 feet underwater toward its target. A direct hit on the USS Kaboom submerged disc sends the battleship's two gun turrets, watchtower, and radio tower flying into the air.
What happened to the USS Kaboom?
It was sunk at Pearl Harbor, sir.
Bull crap. It's made out of rubber, and you sunk it in your pool.
Mr. President, I don't know who you think you're addressing. I'm the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Chief. The USS Kaboom was sunk by the jet...
What do you mean, the USS Kaboom? It was sunk in your pool, Ed.
I'm a general. You should call me...
No, it's Ed.
Debris snaps back together quickly for your next skirmish. The rubber torpedo trident is...
Well, that sounds pretty cool.
Yes, Mr. President, I told you.
Tell me all about it.
The rubber torpedo trident torpedo is actually a sophisticated design based on hydrodynamic principles from submarine research. It's really neat, sir.
All right, let's go play with it then. Great. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here. All these great things to get for your house. And when the bank's taking it, I'm just kidding, I shouldn't do that. But I come from that history. I mean, I do. I come from a history with my family. See, everything, I got to tell you something. How do I put this? It's like deja vu all over again, man, like Yogi Berra said. You know, I'm seeing all this stuff happen twice, three times. I'm my dad. This point in my life, my father was going through this. He had his first initial wave of success in life, right? And I'm reading Lombardi's book, Vince Lombardi's biography. He didn't get his head coaching shot till he was 45, 46. So a lot of stuff's happening to me the same way it happened to people that I admired or loved. My father, Vince Lombardi. I'll become one of the great all-time coaches in the NFL, I guess. Is that what I'm saying? What the hell am I talking about? But I mean, the point is, late in life, you get all of this stuff. And I got to avoid making the mistakes my father made because I'll tell you, when I was 13, the bank took the house. Bank took the house. And not that I, you know, it's necessarily, it's not the worst thing that could happen to you. I wouldn't recommend it. It sucks. So I sit there and go, well, I don't want to make the same mistakes he made. Number one, I got to save some money. My parents, as good as people as they were, they, pardon the language, man, they pissed it. I mean, they didn't have the pot to throw it out of, man, at the end of their time on this planet. They just didn't have it. Threw the money into what? I don't know. I know we had a sailboat when I was a kid, and my old man shows up at the door. I'm 10 years old. I got the measles, and he shows up with a gold Cadillac. He bought a gold Cadillac with marshmallow white interior and a white convertible top. And the sort of faux mahogany wheel, you know, an interior. This was his pride and joy, this caddy, his 30-foot sailboat, and the big spread, right? And I don't think these guys put away nickel one. So I sit there and I go, should I really invest money in this so-called pool? Yeah, it was a pimpmobile. But back then, because he was white, it looked like, you know, my father, you're exactly right. I forget what people thought of when they saw my dad going down the street in his gold 62 Cadillac, I think it was an Eldorado. Eldorado caddy. With the real classic-looking ones. You know they don't make caddies like they used to. Everybody knows that. Who wants to buy one anyway? I mean, I can't buy a Cadillac now because I'm going to look like my dad. You would still look cool in a caddy, Schaefer, if you ever wanted to get one. No, don't worry. With that wide hat that you wear and them platforms, you and Gretchen on a Saturday night. Oh, Jesus. And that big fro. Only the old one, okay? It's like my brother-in-law's got an old one, and he's got steer horns that he wired to the grill. Oh, it is beautiful. It's beautiful. I don't know what he did with it. I think the thing blew up on him. It's in the shop. But he's got, and when he steps out wearing that leopard skin coat that he's got a full-ass leopard skin coat, some kind of a wild astro boot that he wears, some sort of an extraterrestrial boot, something that he, you know, sort of defeats gravity kind of thing. Then he's got, like, that goatee that makes him look like a member of the Mexican mafia. And he's got the shirt open to just kind of like mid-chest, so you've got a little bit of the medallion thing going on. And he's got that caddy. It kicks ass. That's what my old man drove around, one of those things. And by the time I was 13, we had no money that was gone. And my father had lost his job, and that was it. And so from that point forward in my life, I never trusted a dollar. I never trusted money. And my family fell apart. My folks got a divorce. So I never trusted two things, family or money. And anytime I came into money, out it went, man. I got it. I spent it. Because I didn't trust it. It wasn't any good. It wasn't anything you could hold on to. It was something that you used to sort of facilitate your way through life. You didn't save it. So what happens to me now? You know, they say that you repeat the mistakes of the past to try to somehow solve them, and you find people who will help you resolve the relationship, blah, 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 blah. So what did I do? After all of that crap, I went out, got myself a wife with four kids, and I'm building a pool, and there I am. I got my nose right up against it again. So I have to do it right this time, right? So it's like I'm the reincarnation of the spirit, like the ancient great spirit. I'm sitting up there on a mountaintop with Iron Eyes Cody, man. The spirit of your father is passing through the world again. Don't screw it up, Henry. Don't blow it. Do it right this time. Don't pull the rug out from underneath these kids. Let them have an education. Let them come home to a house. Let them have a safe and secure home, not like what you had. Don't build the pool, Henry. Put that money, just sold our house, got a nice check, put it into savings. Put it into a pension fund for you and Maria. That pension fund that you got with the radio station, that'll only go so far. You know, cut back on the kind of furniture that you're buying. Do it smart. And that way, you won't make those same mistakes. But then I open up the Sharper Image catalog and I see that floating pool chair. I mean, forget it, baby. I'm buying the pool. That's all there is to it. And the cooler with the beer that goes inside. So, looks like another generation of starving kids. I'm kidding, sort of. How do I know how it's going to turn out? I know they're putting a hole in my backyard Thursday.
Well, I just got out my little red book the minute that you said goodbye.
Bill Henry.
I thumbed back through my little red book. I wasn't going to sit and cry. And I went from A to Z. I took out every pretty girl in town. Oh, they danced.
Girl in my little red book, who could ever replace your charms?
Oh, geez.